Larry Rivelli certainly has. He grew up wanting to be a professional football player. He was really good. He received a full football scholarship to the University of Minnesota. When that didn't work out, he came back and started working with his uncle and his grandfather, his uncle Jimmy DeVito, his grandfather Pete DeVito. And again, this will be his first starter in the Arlington Million later today. And Larry is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, really happy to have you on board. Doing great. How about you, my friend? How you doing?
Good. Good. Just getting ready for a big day.
Yeah, going to be fantastic. I know that it's not just the, well, I keep calling it the Arlington Million, but the Mr. D Stakes later today, but you're also represented by two horses in the Bruce D Stakes, which is formerly the Secretariat, so we'll talk about them too. But, yeah, what a day for you. You're used to playing on the big stage, but this is really special today, isn't it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be a beautiful day, first of all. Second of all, we get to do it at home, and don't have to ship usually when we're running in our bigger races. We're going to, you know, Saratoga or Keeneland or somewhere like that. So being able to be home and do it with all our people here, and horses are all doing probably about as good as they could be doing, there's really no excuses. So hopefully we get lucky, make a good showing.
I'm going to spend a lot of time talking about Arlington Million Day in general on the show this morning, Larry. John Dooley is going to join me at 9 o'clock. Ed DeRosa from Twin Spires is going to be with me at 9:20. And the emphasis is, of course, going to be on what could be the final signature day of racing in Arlington Park today. You've had so much success there. What is the vibe like around the backside and around Arlington Park this morning?
This morning, it's still early and nobody's really filtering in yet as far as, you know, spectators and stuff. It looks, you know, you have security around for the races and a little bit more buttoned up like that. But as far as, the vibe, you get the feeling over the, you know, last few weeks, as far as, you know, my peers and people who work here, that, you know, everyone's kind of saddened by the, you know, possibility of this being the last year and the last time they're going to run these, you know, obviously these races at this venue. So it's a little bit, you know, bittersweet, let's say, if we were to get lucky and win one of them.
Yeah, what's the vibe like around the Rivelli barn going into these big races today with some horses that are major players in these races?
You know, my crew's, you know, been around for a while, been with me, a lot of my guys for, you know, 15, 20 years. So it's business as usual, at least right now. I'm sure everyone's going to get a little geeked up like I used to do before a football game. So I know I will. I'll be going off to my corner TV set watching the race all by myself.
Is that how you like to watch them? Just kind of sneak off into the corner, watch them on the TV?
The owners, my buddies, they all sit in the box, and then about 2 minutes before post, they go, okay, Rev, get out of here. And I go walk downstairs and get down to the corner.
Do you get pumped up before a horse race, especially a big horse race like this, the way you did for a football game?
That's a funny thing. Probably not as much before, but when I win, it's like when I used to score a touchdown. You know, you get that rush, and it don't matter to me really if it's a cheaper race or a big race. I'm a pretty competitive guy, so when I win, I get that same rush I used to get when I used to score a touchdown back in the day.
So what's it going to be today? A little eye black and, you know, to intimidate the competition?
No, we're going to bust out the Armani suit today, I think.
You know what? You should. If you're going to run a horse in these races, you absolutely should. Let's talk about Busy Channel for a minute. Let's just start there with the race formerly the Arlington Million. Boy, wouldn't that be your luck? You win it, and it's not even a $1 million race this year.
That'd be all right. We'll still take it. That wouldn't matter so much. I'd be okay with that, to be honest with you. But, here's a horse that's just gotten better and better. I mean, and English Channels usually do. I've had a couple of them, but this horse is really, I mean, he is probably as good as he'll ever be and as good as he's been. So, like I said, we don't have to ship. Obviously, Chad's going to be super tough. I mean, his horse is unbelievable horse, so. You know, if it all takes a step backwards and we take a little step forward, I mean, I would imagine that's probably the only way we can get there. But we're definitely going in at 110% for sure.
What did you make of his effort in the Grade 3 Arlington Stakes on July 17th?
It was good because we tried a new dimension and it actually worked. You know, usually your plans all blow up in your face when you try to do something that a horse has ran 20 times and then we try to take them off the pace. But his last two races, we've tried to sit behind one or two horses and it's actually worked. So he doesn't need to be in front. Now going a mile and a quarter, and I guess depending on what a couple horses do inside of us, he could be on the lead, but he doesn't have to be. And if not, we're going to try to tuck in somewhere and stay covered up. And if he can make that kind of run he made the other day, whether it be up the rail or going around horses, as long as he's got that turn of foot, at least it'll be a horse race down the lane.
You know, he loves Arlington Park. So you mentioned the home field advantage, not having a ship, but he also has a home field advantage because that's his turf course. He's 4 for 5 there at Arlington Park.
Yeah.
He's consistent. He shows up every time. What's it like for a trainer to have a horse that just every time you lead him over, you know what you're going to get?
Oh, it's a rarity, to be honest with you. It's a fantastic feeling. I mean, almost, you know, you're always wondering when he's going to throw a clunker, you know what I mean? And it kind of never happens. So it just gives you a little more confidence going out there. But, I have confidence when I run most of my horses because I pride myself I'm not running horses in races where I don't think they have a shot, you know what I mean? And I'll be honest with you, if this horse's form wasn't like it was, I wouldn't run him here just because I'm here either.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he,
there's
you know,
no,
that race.
No, I'm not, there's no fun going in there thinking you're going to run 7th.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that race in the Arlington, that was such a good performance. And if he can run back to that race, and like you said, he probably needs to even step up another notch, and the others may have to regress a little bit. But if he at least gives you that effort again, he's in the conversation.
Absolutely. Yep, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. Let's talk about the two horses that you'll send out in the earlier stakes race, the Bruce D. That's a race that was formerly known as the Secretariat until this year that is now renamed. You have King of Miami and Like a Salt Shaker. Tell me about those two.
Well, King of Miami is a horse. He won the Mystic Lake Derby for us. We bought him from Wesley, a good friend of mine. I mean, he has several homebreds that he bought that are, you know, by American Pharaohs, and he's got some well-bred horses. So we were actually looking for a horse for this race, to be honest with you. And I had to twist his arm to sell it to us, but he did. And the first time I ran him, he didn't run very good. And I kind of sent him a funny text like, well, we asked for it. And I said, I can't be mad at you. The horse didn't run any good. And then I ran him back in the Mystic Lake Derby, and he ran a, you know, fantastic race. He went it by a head. And last time out, he's got a little bit of a he had a little bit of a an excuse. He just got like a I don't know we're messing around with the tongue tie, taking it on, putting it off. He's got a little bit like a some kind of like a saliva problem where he accumulates a lot of spit and sweat in his mouth. And I think we've got it under control now. But I think that was the problem in his last race. I've worked him twice on the turf since then. I'm expecting him to run. You know, I think he could win the race, to be honest with you.
Wow.
Because it's not a very tough spot. It's for a grade one, and to be honest with you, I mean, it's just pretty much like a other than or two other than. Mm-hmm. A lot of the horses from Europe that were supposed to come didn't come, and I think that race kind of fell apart late. It's a good betting race. It's a good field, but as far as the competition, I would say it's lacking a little bit compared to, the years before.
How about Like a Salt Shaker?
There's a horse that might be sneaky price. Horse is training unbelievable. He is. I also had him pointed for this race. He ran one time on the turf in the Awad Stakes back in October, I think it was, at Belmont, and ran second at 15-1. I'm probably going to send him to the lead with ET and let him rip and just see how far he can go, and then sit behind one or two spots with the other horse. And if Salt Shaker comes back, hopefully we will go around with the other horse. But we're gonna come up with a plan. I haven't really put it all together with the jocks yet. I'm just kind of waiting to see if there's any scratches. But I'm super live with both of those horses in that race. The way the race came up, I'm pretty confident.
Listening to you walk through your strategy, Larry, it's easy to see why you're the leading trainer at Arlington and have had so much success there over the years. You're very thoughtful and very mindful of every scenario that can play out when you're entering these horses, and not just with your horses, but with the competition.
It's called a condition, OCD. Yeah, no, I got you. It's funny. Yeah, no, I really, it's a good thing and a bad thing sometimes, but it's a, yeah, this is what I do 24 hours a day, you know, all the time. I'm at it some way, somehow. You know, looking up PPs, watching videos, seeing what happened last race, who to follow in this race, why this horse was getting out in that race, watching the other horses' races. I'm a little bit over the top. But like you said, I guess it probably has something to do with the success we've been having over the years. So I guess I can't complain. I just make a little fun of myself with that, about that every now and again.
Yeah, and you know what? But that's what makes you so good. You have to be into it. Every trainer that I've talked to that has had success at a high level, this is all they do. This is,
yeah.
I mean, I know you have other interests, obviously,
right,
you know,
right.
Football and other things, but this is your life, and it has to be if you're going to compete at this level.
Your career, 100% correct. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, yeah. Before I let you go, Larry, I have about 1 minute left, but all three horses that you run today owned by Patricia's Hope LLC. Tell me a little bit about the ownership group involved.
They are probably Vinny. He's probably like my best friend and great family. I mean, they're like family. I mean, we eat dinner a couple times a week together. We live in the same country club. We do a lot of stuff together. We would be friends if it had nothing to do with horses, which just makes the relationship even better. Great guy. Vinny's a great guy. He lets me do my thing. He never really gets in the way. And his mother and father are fantastic people. Like I said, they're like family, seriously. So it just makes everything else, you know, if we could do this all together at our home track, it would just, you know, it would be probably the highlight of my career, no doubt.
I would certainly say so. That's trainer Larry Rivelli here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Larry, to paraphrase Willie Mays, let's go win two today.
You got it, bud. Thanks. Yeah, there you go.
All right.